Hi there, welcome to my channel. Now we shall be taking a recap of all the 12 basic signs of zodiac, starting with Aries and going up till Pisces. This is an introduction to it. If you are new to my channel, don't forget to subscribe and share these videos. These are all educational videos and we shall discuss more deep dive into Namamsha later on. But these are the basic approaches. I've always found it useful to first capture the basic approach. Always have these rules in mind. Ascendant sign, all the significations of the ascendant, where the lord of the ascendant is placed, be it D1, D9, D10, any of the divisional charts. That's the first step. That's what your soul is searching for. Number two, house placement. The sign has the quality of that house. If Aries is placed in fifth house, so the quality of the fifth house now takes on Aries kind of energy. That's why we have to cover it in energetic terms. With respect to the planet or ruler of that house, this assigns the quality to the house. Okay, whichever sign and whichever house placement, that's what we are talking about. So second is the house placement. So the order in which you cover this is house as the area of life. Fifth house being education, children, your love and romance, that kind of thing, right? Area of life. Sign assigns as a quality and nakshatra as a refinement of that quality. Basic rule, okay? Follow this everywhere. Because as we tend to go deeper and deeper into astrology, we tend to forget some basic rules. The fourth step is check the relationship between the houses 2, 12, 3, 11, 4, 10, which I've already covered in this playlist, okay? That comes the fourth step. So follow this step-by-step approach and we will never go wrong in our approach to handling the natal or the Navamsha or the Jaimini Karakas, which will come later on. All right. Now let's discuss the 10th sign of Capricorn. Capricorn, ruled by Saturn, it's called Shudra, the working class of the planet. Everything that Saturn stands for in terms of planetary significance is of slowness, is of methodical routine work. It's daily work, whatever you do in the world. Okay, so it takes time. Saturn is a signification of time, of work, of status. The one who gets blamed the most, working class is the one who gets blamed the most, isn't it, of a society. They can't speak for themselves. The quiet ones who keep doing all the root work for us, and yet we keep blaming them the most. That's Saturn for you. Saturn stands for patience, for delays. All kinds of delays and everything related to time is related to Saturn in your chart. The way to work with Saturn is have the lowest expectations, acceptance of things as they are in Capricorn, wherever Capricorn is falling in your chart, and we shall see that in a minute, is how you work with Saturn. Accept everything that falls in Saturn. It is traditional in nature, it likes old things. Everything Saturn likes is of old things. Saturn in Gemini will like old books, for example. Old kind of music. Everything old, going back to traditions, is Capricorn, is Saturn. Typically, Saturn gives inferiority complex because it's like the outcast. It is like the outcast sun of the sun itself. Okay? The sun of the sun. It has inferiority complex by default, and if it gets combined with moon, it becomes more so because now it's affecting your mind, your emotional body. So there is an element of inferiority complex when it comes to Saturn. Definitely it is there. Sort of a melancholic inferiority complex. Wherever Saturn sits in your chart, wherever Capricorn sits in your chart, you'll have some degree of inferiority complex about that. We are working through different energies in our chart, isn't it? All 12 signs are there in all charts. Saturn and Capricorn represent pressure, as in stress, as in things underground, as in oil, metals and mining. People who work in these industries have a dominant Saturn in some way in their chart. The oil and gas industry, for example, or metals, or mining, or stones, or construction. Everything to do with construction is related to Saturn. uncovering buried things, underground things. That's why oils, mineral and mining, they are under the earth. In terms of physicality, it represents bones, joints, hair, because it's the foundational level of things. This is why in the Vedic tradition, they don't cut the hair during a Saturday. The reason is because it's the Karaka of Saturn. Bones and joints, typically older people gets all arthritic kind of bones and joints related aches and pains. That's because Saturn matures last. They are necessity driven. Although this is a movable sign among 1, 4, 7 and 10, Aries moves the quickest, Capricorn moves the slowest. Think of the graduation of movement going from Aries to Cancer to Libra to Capricorn, 1, 4, 7 and 10. Capricorn moves only out of necessity. Although it is moving sign, it is very slow, it is very methodical, it takes delays, it takes time and it takes patience. They will not do things in Capricorn, any planet sitting there, unless it is absolutely necessary. Mercury sitting there, you will not buy books or you will not do things unless it is very, very necessary for you. Okay? If moon sits there, for example, your mother won't do things unless it is absolutely necessary. You won't buy a home or property unless it is very, very necessary. Use the significations in this yellow box and you can apply it to what planets fall there and what the particular aspects are. Cares about masses. Capricorn is the one who cares about public opinion. It is all about public presence. The 10th house is all about public opinion and masses. Therefore, it cares about public opinion. Typically, any planet falling there will care about what people think. Venus in Capricorn will think about what other people think. Your spouse will start thinking more about what other people think and put pressure on you about that. Don't do such a thing, because what will the people think, right? Public opinion. Saturn opposes change and wants to maintain status quo. This is where Saturn has a difficulty of it, especially if it falls in signs like Scorpio, because Scorpio, being a fixed sign, yet wants to impose a change. Saturn does not like change. Saturn is the planet of constancy. It wants constant things of life. It does not want change. So planets here in Capricorn tend to take on the energy of getting blamed for no fault of theirs. It loses energy, takes time to give results, imposes delays, time to give results is delays, and thankless work, just acceptance. We'll see the themes of Capricorn interchanging with 2nd and 10th house, because whatever goes on in 2nd house and 10th house affect each other. You take care of the 2nd house, 10th house takes care of itself. We shall see how this works in ascendant. Also in the sign of Capricorn, if there is acceptance, the Taurus sign gets affected. Even that we shall see for the 12 ascendants. Being satisfied with that, that's what is important here for Capricorn. And any planet falling in Capricorn, Venus in Capricorn, be satisfied with your spouse. Mercury in Capricorn, be satisfied with your skills, with your paperwork and with your intelligence. Mars in Capricorn, be satisfied with your brothers, be satisfied with your position, whatever you have, because Mars is very aggressive. It desires a lot of position and ego. Capricorn is anything but ego. Capricorn is status, like Sun is for fame. There is a difference between Sun and Saturn in that context. Capricorn desires you to be humble about it, like the worker class. Don't get arrogant. Lose your ego in Saturn and Capricorn. Lose it. Its fastest cure for Saturn is just do what needs to be done. Chop wood, carry water kind. Okay? Just do your daily stuff. The planet here stops its growth. Sun here, for example, Sun in Saturn, will give you delayed fame and position and power. It will delay everything. Okay, it stops its growth. Moon here, it will delay your relationship with your mother. It delay buying property If you want to buy a property and moon is in Capricorn, it will delay it. It'll happen with time. Stops the growth, okay? Think of all the significations in this yellow box and you can apply it. Any planet here has to work selflessly in that regard. Mercury in Capricorn will want to make you develop your communication skills slowly. Take old books and all kinds of significations of reading, communication will be slow, slow and steady. Accept it, work with it, it'll get better over time. Like that, okay? It's a malefic, focuses on things, routine work, brick and mortar kind of people, very stoical approach to work Capricorn and Saturn have. Works for status and position, which is gained over time. Look, people may gain fame overnight on Instagram or on Facebook or whatever they are doing on YouTube. But status is gained only over a period of time and with hard work and with respect. That's why status, like all the bureaucrats of the world, all the institutions of the world and heads, have more respect than a politician or a Hollywood hero, for example. Because they are slow and steady. They are not concerned about life energy, they are concerned about their tasks. Saturn is a task focus, not a life energy focus. Therefore, it is malefic. Saturn appears as slow, methodical, routine daily work, rewards only efforts. Karma has too much of use of Aquarius in past lifetimes. Now, we'll discuss this more when you come to the Navamsha core, okay? Whatever you have used as Aquarius or planets in Aquarius in last lifetime, over excessive use of gains and in Aquarius results in this lifetime that planet landing in your sign of Capricorn. Okay, now let us see the ascendants, each one, and we will deal with them in terms of second house and 10th house as well as in terms of Capricorn and Taurus. Let's begin with the Aries ascendant. Now in the Aries ascendant, you have the Taurus in the second house and you have Capricorn in the 10th house. So both are in their places. Aries, what does it want? It wants things very quickly. It is ruled by Mars in the ascendant. So the lesson of Aries is to honor your family wealth and resources, all things of your family, your food, your speech, and cultivate them over time and have patience with them so that it increases your success in your career. Success in your career is going to take slow. It comes with time. Accept your career, whatever it is, because it's a 10th house. Whatever the kind of work Aries is doing, it needs acceptance of that. Okay? And if you take care of your food, speech, and wealth of the family, it improves that over time. Your career will improve only over time. Now for the Taurus ascendant, things have interchanged. Beginning from Taurus, yes? Now Aquarius has gone to the 11th house, a 10th house. And Taurus is all about money. Taurus wants to focus on everything as a resource. What Taurus has to learn is to be very gentle and adapting of your elder siblings, communicate well with the elder siblings, do not take or pick fights with your neighbors. Mercury is all about neighbors. Do not pick fights with your kids, any kids. Cultivate your skill sets looking at your family, third house is skill set. That will improve your gains, which you will get in your career. Surprising connection between 2nd and 10th house, always. At the same time, what Taurus has to do is to gain acceptance of their gurus, their teachers. Do not find faults. Saturn tends to find a lot of faults with whatever it is sitting in. Therefore, that becomes the life lesson. So whatever house Capricorn is falling in this case, it's the house of philosophy, their religion, their faith, their teachers and professors. Do not have grudges against them. Do not pick faults with them. then you will improve as an individual, because Taurus is in the first house. For Gemini ascendants, they need to really take care of their food and their water sources. Gemini ascendant needs to take in food very carefully with good feelings, because it affects their emotional body, Cancer, and then it will improve how selflessly they can give to their career, and career will improve over time as a selfless act. Gemini can be a very selfish sign in the ascendant. Its journey culminates in something about selflessness. You will see this rhythm everywhere. Ascendant transforms to the 10th house. 10th house requires that transformation, karmic transformation. Gemini wants to be a trader, wants to have gains instantly. It's a quick one at thinking about gains. Remember, we spoke about that in the Aries. But the way it transforms, it's quite different. It needs to take care of food and resources, not waste food and resources, water. Food and water wastage for Gemini ascendant will strongly affect its career. Another thing that Gemini ascendants have to do, because it's highly intellectual sign, it needs to spend more time in learning about occult and mysticism of all kinds. Then what will improve their sense of spirituality? Taurus in the 12th house, their expenditures will become less. This is a strange connection for Gemini between 8th and the 12th house. Understanding occult and mysticism, take time with it. Capricorn takes time, like I said. And then your sense of spirituality, your losses, which Mercury is concerned about in Gemini. I don't want losses of any kind. Having all eyes on that, right? It's a trader. It does not want to lose things. It does not want to lose things of the 12th. Well, study more about this. Cultivate knowledge about occult and mysticism, because it has only mind to take care of. Cancer ascendants, on the other hand, they need to accept their spouse as they are. Capricorn, wherever it falls, demands acceptance of the situation as is. Cancer ascendants have to accept their spouse, then their abundance and gains from the collective, their popularity with masses and whatever they gain as salary, because Taurus is in the 11th house, will improve. Also, they need to stop being critical of their family. They need to stop bossing over their family. Leo is in the 2nd house. Stop being so dominant in the home front. Then you can initiate new projects and your efforts will be successful in the 10th house. For the Leo ascendant, stop nitpicking with your family. You know, fault finding with family. Virgo is in the 2nd house. So Leo ascendants will find a lot of faults with their food, nitpicky about their food, nitpicky about their family wealth, always saying, I don't have this much bank balance or so and so. Focused on wealth, but nitpicking, complaining about things. If Leo ascendant stops doing that, it will gain more wealth from their career. Also, what they need to do, again, Capricorn is in the 6th house, so they complain about their daily work. They need to accept their daily work as it is. Whatever their work is, accept it. This is what I have to do. Their work typically involves transforming the local masses, right? Because it's the 4th house. But they need to accept it and not complain about it. That will also help the career of a Leo. For the Virgo ascendant, they need to start honoring their spouse. 2nd house is Libra. They need to start really caring for their spouse. What the spouse eats, what the spouse speaks, listen to them. Virgo ascendant, this is very crucial. Only then they will gain the success in the 10th house, which is now ruled by Mercury. They are all about the gains. They want to have gains in their career. They want to speak well in their career. They want to connect well. They want to make friends in their career. Third house is also a house of friends. Also, they need to start accepting that they have a delayed education. They might have a delayed education or get delayed degrees because Capricorn is ruling the fifth house. You also have to see where physically Saturn is placed, by the way. If they start doing that, if they gain acceptance of this, and if they stop complaining about fathers, stop having comparisons about religions and gurus and professors and teachers, doing a comparative study, Libra in the second, Taurus in the ninth, their career will start improving. The Capricorn will start improving. They will get more wiser through the years. For the Libra ascendant, you need to stop holding grudges with the family. Scorpio is in the second house. The lesser you have grudges, let go of all the grudges with the family. Let go of having all the grudges with your food, with your water, with your drink. Remember, second house is all about food, water, wealth. How much wealth you have, stop having grudges about that. For a Libra ascendant, this is crucial, not to have any grudges with the family. Be very satisfied with whatever house you are living in. 10th house Capricorn now is in the 4th house. Accept whatever house that you are living in, just the way it is. And then your career will start improving. Then you will start receiving wealth from others as well. That's for Libra. For Scorpio, they need to start honoring. They need to literally have their food and water as if they are accepting prasad from a temple, for example. Okay, have a sacred attitude towards your food. Have a sacred attitude as if your family members are your teachers. Think of them as teachers. Honor your elder siblings. Because second house is also the house of younger siblings. If you have elder siblings, honor them. Then automatically you start gaining your position, your status, your fame in the workplace. Also, you need to develop your skill set slowly and steadily through lifetime. This is a slow development area for you, developing skill sets. Have a good relationship with neighbors. Accept neighbors as they are. Scorpio people tend to complain about neighbors a lot. Saturn is there. Saturn is a complainer. Melancholic, like we saw. So if they stop complaining about their younger siblings or siblings of all kinds, if they accept the neighbor siblings' slow development of skills, they will have a better relationship with others. They will have a better relationship with their spouse. For Sagittarius ascendant, they need to accept their family and everything in the family as it is, because now Capricorn is sitting in the second house, right? So it's all about acceptance of the family. Whatever food you have, food, water, resources, wealth, your family, your elder siblings, you need to accept them as they are. In order for you to be having less enemies at workplace, Virgo is in the 10th house. Sagittarius ascendant tends to nitpick and fight at the workplaces. This will reduce if you accept your family and your home front pretty much. Don't complain about the family. Don't nitpick with the workplace and you will do just fine. Also, what will improve is your relationship with your colleagues. If you stop nitpicking with your work and stop having fights with your colleagues, or thinking of your colleagues as how can I make use of them for my resource. Your colleagues are not your resource, although you might think it is. Sixth house Taurus, you will tend to think of and make use of everybody in your workplace. What does Sagittarius desire? It desires rules and regulations, like we saw. It wants to do the right thing. Well, stop considering workplace as a resource. Accept your family. This will increase your career path. For the Capricorn ascendant, now they need to accept themselves. This is a challenge for Capricorn. They can be very self-critical. Accept yourself as it is, and your relationship with your children will improve. Your love life will improve. Stop having messy eating habits. Don't eat junk food. Aquarius, Rahu accumulates a lot of junk. Do not accumulate junk with the family members. Junk emotions, junk stuff. Stop eating junk food. Second house is food. The Capricorn ascendants, the sooner they will stop eating junk food, honor their food, eat the right kind of food, what will start improving is their career path. They will meet the right kind of people in their business, if they are doing business, because seventh house is also the house of others. They will have better relationship with others. They will make friends with others. For the Aquarius ascendant, they need to accept their sense of spirituality as it is. They need to accept that they will lose certain amount of wealth, because Aquarius is centered around wealth. They are looking for wealth all the time. So the moment they accept certain spending is going to happen, their relationship with their mother is going to improve. Their relationship with their home is going to improve. Also, they need to selflessly give to the family whatever their wealth is, whatever they are earning, because they are earning something. If they give selflessly to the second house, Pisces in the second house, their occult and mystical capabilities will improve a lot. Because you see, now they have the house of Rahu and house of Ketu both in the Kendras. Aquarius is very powerful intuitively. If you want to increase your occult and mystical capabilities as an Aquarius, you need to first start donating some food and water in temples, in hospitals. I'm giving the significations of Pisces over here. When you talk of donation and food, of food and water, it's most crucial for Aquarius. That donation will improve their spiritual sense. It will also give them occult and mystical capabilities. It will give them a lot of intuition at workplace, which they can use. For the Pisces ascendant, they need to stop being so rash with their family, rash with their spending, rash eating habits. Aries is very rash, very quick. And then they will slowly, over time, gain wisdom to work properly in their workplace. They need to accept whatever gains they are getting, not question it, not have backup plans for it. Okay, accept whatever you are getting. And then automatically your relationship with your neighbors, spouse, siblings, everything will improve. Okay? So you can connect this way with your charts. Let me know what you find out in your chart. In the next one, we shall talk about Aquarius, the magical sign, the one ruled by Rahu. That's next. Till then, take care, be safe.